New Orleans. It's home to football, po' boys, and Mardi Gras, a melting pot, or better yet, a gumbo, of race, flavor, music, and culture. A new documentary premiering at South by Southwest this week takes a bit of a different angle on the city than you might expect. They're calling it a post-Katrina documentary. One of the four filmmakers behind it is Luis Alvarez.
You know, there's been a lot of movies about New Orleans after the storm, but they all tend to be earnest or about kind of the real damage that got done. And there's not enough that captures just the weirdness of the place.
UT's radio television film chair, Paul Steckler, is one of the others behind the film. He used to live in the Big Easy, as did three of the other four filmmakers. He says that if you want to get New Orleans, you have to look well beyond the storm.
At the core of a lot of things in New Orleans, the way to understand the place is to understand the complexity of race, because it ties into everything.
In their film, aptly titled Getting Back to Abnormal, Steckler and his fellow filmmakers look at how the culture in New Orleans has and hasn't changed in the 7 years since Katrina.
As one of our guys says in the movie, in New Orleans, they put the fun in funeral. They, they have a way of taking sad things, which happen all the time. There's like high poverty and there's a lot of crime. At the same time, there's dancing in the street, you know, almost every day. So we wanted to kind of capture that kind of craziness.
At the center of the film is a character who embodies that craziness, a politician who actually says what she thinks. That would be Stacey Head, a white city councilwoman representing a majority black district.
One of my negatives is that because I'm so direct, some people don't hear what I need them to hear and what they need to hear. I need to work on that style.
The film follows Head as she runs for re-election after a heated first term. Again, Luis Alvarez.
She has some chip in her. She has this chip where she just kind of has loose lips, and she just tells it as she sees it, and she's not particularly sensitive to the niceties of racial talk.
For several decades leading up to Katrina, the political leadership in New Orleans politics was mostly black. But in the years after the storm, that's begun to change. The city now has a white mayor and more white politicians like Head. It's also trying to tackle some serious issues like poverty, crime, and education. And that's on top of an effort to rebuild after Katrina that still continues today. So any politician that tries to get something done, like Stacey Head, can quickly become a lightning rod. The film asks, can a city like New Orleans move forward without losing its identity? How much does the life and vitality of the city feed off the crime, the anarchy, the poverty?
That's a tough question. It's very hard to figure out how to take out the bad stuff without damaging the good stuff in New Orleans.
I think it's a lot easier to be able to understand the city if you understand the fact that joy and hopelessness can actually, you know, live side by side. And that's actually been the history of New Orleans.
You walk down a street in New Orleans and there's a kid, maybe, you know, 11, playing a trumpet on a stoop. And you go, geez, that's just great New Orleans. Well, it's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. Why isn't that kid at school? So that's sort of a metaphor for the challenge of New Orleans.
Another challenge of the city today, the filmmakers say, is that for some folks, it's better than ever. There are new restaurants, remodeled homes, and plenty of bike lanes. But there's also high levels of poverty and crime. Here's how one local in the film puts it.
We'd like the masquerading. We like the drama of Mardi Gras and the fact that reality is cruel and that maybe the best way to deal with reality is to go in the French Quarter, have a few drinks, have a good meal, and dance, get naked in the streets.
The film shows that the question of whether or not to truly tackle those issues is an ongoing struggle. As one former city councilman puts it in the film, in New Orleans, they've got a parade for everything but their problems.
You know, I want to have the anti-poverty festival. Well, now we got the Swamp Fest, we got the Bayou Fest, we got the Jazz Fest, we got the Essence Fest, we got the I Got Up in the Morning Fest, everything except the Eliminate Poverty Fest.
You know, it's one of the iconic American cities, and it's never going to change totally. I think our film is about how much it actually can change.
And while the city can be a wreck sometimes, it's a delightful one. Luis Alvarez is fond of a quote that sums it up nicely.
The city's a mess. It's corrupt. But I would rather live here in sackcloth and ashes than own the entire state of Ohio. And that was written in 1883. So nothing ever changes for New Orleans.
Getting Back to Abnormal premieres this morning at the Paramount Theater, downtown at 11:15. For KUT News, I'm Terrence Henry.
Have you ever been to New Orleans? The hottest city you've ever seen.